The village of Antioch is celebrating the work of a man that is credited with saving scores of lives. Pete Brown has gained national attention for his work with village youth. He was recently diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, and doctors say he only has a short time to live. Shane Iverson from member station KYUK has the story.
The Upper Kuskokwim region is a vast area populated with just a handful of tiny villages. But despite the hundreds of miles that separate the roadless communities, everyone seems to know Pete Brown.
He's touched just about every family in this entire region in one way or the other.
Thomas Brock is Brown's stepbrother. He says Brown has saved more lives than he can count in an area where professional medics are few and far between, and the nearest hospital is over 100 miles away.
Being as well-trained and so experienced in emergency medicine, he's just been able to be there in critical accidents and when people have been extremely ill. He's been able to help those folks get the time that they needed to get additional critical care that they needed once they got to a hospital.
But what really sets Brown apart for many is his dedication to the youth. He began training Antioch teenagers in emergency medical procedures and volunteer firefighting. The group came to be known as the Dragon Slayers. They now train and respond to emergencies like cardiac arrest, car accidents, and slips through the ice. David LeMaster worked alongside Brown as an emergency medical technician. LeMaster says Brown's teachings went beyond the classroom.
I've seen and I've witnessed Pete literally turning young people, young kids around, pulling them basically out of the jaws of doom, either by alcohol abuse or suicide, and causing them to give it another chance.
Brown and the Dragon Slayers were the focus of a People magazine feature in 2002 titled Heroes Among Us. He was also recognized by Oprah Winfrey when she presented the Dragon Slayers with a donated Land Rover on national television. LeMaster says that several of Brown's students have gone on to professional careers in health. He also says Brown's presence will be greatly missed.
He's been like a strong beam or an anchor for people whose lives are falling apart for various reasons, sometimes self-induced. Basically, when things go to hell, people let out a cry in Antioch, and it's Pete.
Doctors estimate that Brown has a few weeks to a few months left to live. Pete Brown's celebration of life is taking place tonight at the Antioch High School. Organizers say dinner, dancing, and music will highlight the evening. Reporting from Bethel, I'm Shane Iverson.